So when you entered the novitiate then in 1947, how did you choose the name Faith?
Well, I wouldn't pray this way today, but this remembers back in 1947. And at that time, we were always thought that no one could become enter heaven unless they were a Catholic. And my dad was a Methodist.
Oh.
And of course, his whole all that side of the family were all Methodists. And so I was teaching at Oconto. They sent us out the second year to help out, and I was at Oconto with Sister Eustace. And one day she said to me, "Well," she said, "let's dress her up and see how she's going to look as a nun." And then they dressed me up, and then she said, "Why don't you ask for the name Mary Faith?" She said, "With the petition that every time you call your name, you'll be petitioned to ask for the gift of true faith for your dad." As I said, I wouldn't pray that way today. I'd pray for their salvation, but not for a change of religion. And so that's how I got the name Mary Faith.
Interesting.
And I've loved the name, and so I've kept it.
Well, Faith is a beautiful name.
Yeah, and there aren't anyone else in our, I don't even know if in our province now, but when we were in the Milwaukee province, there was no Faith Marie or any form of faith.
I mean, I can tell you, having looked at the names of like 9,000 deceased sisters, I don't think I've seen Faith really ever.
Well, you might see one pretty soon because
Well,
I'm 92.
stop.
So keep looking.
But I just mean, I think it's a very unique name. So I don't think there's been too many other Mary Faiths.
So I don't have to, they all know who I am because I'm the only one with that name.